se rend au village de Bantuka. Accompagné de Badou, son hôte, il visite les lieux. Nous allons écouter la conversation. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true ou false, à ces énoncés. 1. Badou est un guide touristique. 2. Les villageois donnent des cadeaux au chef de village. Vous répondrez à 3 questions. 1. Qu'est-ce qui fait la richesse du chef du village selon Christopher? 2. Que font les femmes quand les hommes travaillent? 3. Comment sont les cases? Vous entendrez des mots relatifs aux animaux domestiques et au village. Vous entendrez aussi comment utiliser le passif pour insister sur celui qui fait l'action et comment faire la présentation.
I love your village, Badou. These huts are so simple and wonderful. Who made them?
They were made by the villagers with their own hands and local tools.
All of them? Wow, that seems impossible.
Christopher, when you plan a big job in Bantuka, everybody comes to help. Do you see those wells? They were dug by the men in the village.
That's hard work. And the women?
They feed the hungry man. The best food is cooked by the women here. The younger women sing and dance to encourage people. And sometimes they work with the grandmothers to learn new things.
Wow, this village is well organized. Whose animals are these?
They are for the chief of the village. These animals are given to the chief by the villagers every year after the harvest. Families give him goats, cows, and donkeys.
He must be rolling in the money. I mean, he must be very rich.
Yeah, he's got 12 farms all to himself because he's got such a large family. See that group of kids over there? All 50 of them are his.
How can he remember all of their names?
Their children were born to different mothers. So he makes a link between the names and their mother's names.
Wow, I guess I've got a lot to learn about village life.
Don't forget, you've been given a goat.
Am I getting rich?
Yeah, you're rolling in the goat.
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue Christopher et Badou. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Badou est un guide touristique. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Les villageois donnent des cadeaux au chef de village. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Qu'est-ce qui fait la richesse du chef de village selon Christopher? Ses ânes, ses vaches et ses chèvres. 2. Que font les femmes quand les hommes travaillent? Elles cuisinent. 3. Comment sont les cases? Elles sont simples et formidables. Répétez ces mots et retenons leur traduction. Une chèvre, goat. Une vache, cow. Un âne, horse. Une case, a hut. Nous avons entendu les phrases suivantes.
They were made by the villagers. They were dug by the men in the village. The best food is cooked by the women here.
Ces phrases sont à la voix passive. Nous avons utilisé la forme passive pour insister sur celui qui a fait l'action. Nous pouvons dire sur ce modèle, The war was won by the soldiers. The prize was given by the boss. Nous avons entendu Christopher et Badou présenter les choses. Nous l'avons entendu dire
These huts are so simple and wonderful.
Nous pouvons présenter des choses, des animaux ou des personnes en utilisant des démonstratifs. Those, this, these ou that. Écoutez ces autres exemples.
Do you see those wells?
This village is well organized.
These animals are given to the chief. See that group of kids over there?
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue Christopher et Badou. Cela nous a permis de réviser du vocabulaire relatif aux animaux domestiques. Vous avez aussi entendu comment utiliser le passif pour insister sur celui qui a fait l'action et entendu comment présenter, montrer des choses. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Au cours de notre leçon suivante, Martin Lerner est dans un avion. Il parle à son compagnon de voyage, qui est très nerveux. Vous apprendrez aujourd'hui à poser des questions concernant les voyages. To travel, voyager. To travel by airplane. Voyager en avion. Do you travel often? Voyagez-vous souvent? Do you travel often? Do you like to fly? Aimez-vous prendre l'avion? Do you like airplanes? Aimez-vous les avions? I love to fly.
Please fasten your seatbelt. May I take those for you?
Yes, please. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Good morning. I'm Martin Lerner.
Good morning. I'm Carl Muschholt.
Where are you going?
I'm going to San Antonio. Where are you going?
I'm going to Dallas.
Do you live in Dallas?
No, I live in Baltimore. I'm going to write a story.
About Dallas?
No, I'm going to write a story about football.
Ah, the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
Do you like airplanes?
They're okay.
I don't like airplanes. They make me nervous. Do they make you nervous?
No, they don't.
Do you fly very often?
Yes, I do. I travel very often.
What do you do?
I'm a reporter. What do you do?
I'm a coach.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
That wasn't too bad.
Would you like something to drink?
Yes, please.
What would you like?
Coffee.
Coffee, please. What do you coach?
I coach track. I coach runners.
Where are you from?
I'm from Germany, but I live in Colorado now.
Do you coach at a university?
No, I don't. I have a camp for runners.
Do you travel very often?
Yes, I do.
Do you like to travel?
Yes, I do. I don't like to fly.
Where do you like to travel?
I like to visit family.
How do you travel?
I travel by car very often. My family lives in the West.
Do you like to drive?
Yes, my children like to drive too. They often drive. Do you like to travel?
I have to travel.
I have to travel too.
I like to travel in the country. I live in the city. My home is in Baltimore.
My home is in the country. My camp is in the country. How do you travel?
I travel by train very often.
Vous reconnaissez sûrement how, comment. Par exemple, how are you? Comment allez-vous? En ce qui concerne le voyage, how do you travel? Comment voyagez-vous? Écoutez la séquence suivante.
How do you travel?
I travel by car very often. How do you travel?
I travel by train very often.
Pouvez-vous poser une question avec how? Par exemple, how do you travel to work? Comment voyagez-vous pour aller au travail? How do you travel to work? Vous répondez tout simplement par I travel by car, I travel by train, I travel by plane. Mais cette fois-ci, c'est à vous de poser la question. How? How do you travel?
I travel by car.
I travel by train. I travel by plane, too.
What are you going to eat?
Nothing.
Would you like more coffee?
Yes, please.
What are you going to eat?
Nothing, thank you.
Would you like more coffee?
No, thank you.
Voilà. Imaginez-vous en avion, en route pour New York, par exemple. Conversation possible entre vous et un autre passager. Hello. Where are you going? I'm going to New York. Je vais à New York. Where are you going? I'm going to Seattle. Do you live in New York? No, I live in Washington. Do you fly very often? Prenez-vous l'avion souvent? Volez-vous souvent? Do you fly very often? Yes, I do. Do you like to fly? Aimez-vous voler? Maintenant, conversation possible avec un ami avant le départ. Sur le mode de transport. How are you traveling? Comment allez-vous voyager? Par quel moyen de transport? How are you traveling? How are you traveling? I'm taking the plane. Ou bien, I'm traveling by plane. How are you traveling to New York? I'm traveling by bus. How are you traveling to work? I'm traveling by train. Ou bien, vous pouvez tout simplement dire, How are you traveling to New York? I'm flying. Je vole. C'est très court, c'est très clair. I'm flying. How are you traveling to work? I'm driving. Je conduis. Autre moyen de transport. The bus. Walking. La marche, bien sûr. Par exemple. How do you travel to school? I ride the bus. How do you go to the store? I walk. Ce sont des moyens de transport. To travel. I'm traveling to New York tomorrow. To drive, conduire. I'm driving to work. To walk, marcher. I'm walking to the store. Situation régulière de tous les jours. How do you travel? I drive to work. Je conduis pour aller au travail. Ou bien, I travel by car. How do you travel? I travel by bus. Ou bien, I take the bus. Je prends le bus. How do you travel? I take the taxi. Ou bien, I travel by taxi to go to work. How do you travel? I fly to work. Pour certaines personnes, c'est le cas. Ils prennent l'avion pour aller au travail. Par exemple, les journalistes, journalists, businessmen and women, des hommes d'affaires ou des femmes d'affaires, businessmen, businesswomen, journalists. Do you like traveling? Aimez-vous voyager? Do you like traveling? Do you like to drive? Do you like to ride the bus? Do you like to take the train? Aimez-vous voyager? Do you like traveling? Aimez-vous conduire? Do you like driving? Aimez-vous marcher? Do you like walking? Aimez-vous prendre le bus? Do you like to take the bus? How do you like to travel? Comment préférez-vous voyager? How do you like to travel? I like to fly. J'aime voler. I like to drive. J'aime conduire. I like to take the train. J'aime prendre le train. Do you like to travel? Yes, I love to travel. How do you like to travel? By plane? Par avion? By car? En voiture? By train? En train? By bus? En bus? Nous allons retrouver Martin Lerner en avion avec son compagnon de voyage. Il parle d'excursion et de voyage. Vous apprendrez à formuler un tout petit peu des questions et des réponses concernant les voyages.
Where does your family like to travel?
My wife likes cities. She likes New York and Washington, D.C. My children like the country. They like rivers and mountains.
You have rivers and mountains in Colorado.
Oh, yes. But my children like the rivers and mountains in Idaho.
My family lives in the east, and they like to travel in the west.
Does your family like to travel by plane?
Yes, they do. They don't travel very often.
Do they like to travel by train?
Yes, they do. They like to travel by car, too.
Do you travel by bus?
No, I don't. I live in Baltimore. I work in Washington, D.C. The train is very good there.
We don't have a train.
Do you have a bus?
No, we don't. We travel by car. Where does your wife like to travel?
She likes to visit her family.
Where does her family live?
Her mother lives in Indianapolis. Her father lives in Florida.
Does she have aunts and uncles?
Yes.
Where do they live?
New York, Boston, Los Angeles.
Do you visit them?
Yes, we do. My wife likes to visit family.
How do you travel to Los Angeles?
We travel by plane.
How do you travel to New York?
We take the train. It's very fast.
That's nice. How do you travel to Indianapolis?
We travel by car. We like to have the car with us.
Pouvez-vous répondre à des questions sur les moyens de transport couramment utilisés? Écoutez d'abord ce dialogue.
How do you travel to Indianapolis?
We travel by car.
How do you travel to work?
I travel by train.
How do you travel to Los Angeles?
We travel by airplane.
Essayez de répondre aux questions suivantes en précisant le moyen de transport choisi. I travel by car. Je voyage en voiture. I travel by train. Je voyage en train. I travel by airplane. Ou plutôt, I travel by plane. Je voyage en avion. Ou I travel on bicycle. Je voyage en bicyclette. Ou bien, bien sûr, I walk. Il s'agissait de voyage et de moyens de transport. By car, by train, by plane, by bus. Pour vous exercer, pensez aux moyens de transport que vous utilisez le plus souvent. How do you travel? I travel by car. I travel by train. I travel by bus. I travel by airplane. Nous espérons vous retrouver pour la prochaine leçon. À bientôt. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Goodbye.